Can you leave the church while keeping your beliefs? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Josh Packard, sociologist at the University of Northern Colorado, profiles religious duns, folks who retain beliefs despite opting out of their institution.
Recently, much has been made about the rise of the religious nuns, the growing population of Americans who claim no religious affiliation. Surveys conducted by the Pew Research Center in 2007 and 2014 confirm that the group of nuns in America continues to rise while affiliation with all other religious groups is either declining or experiencing only modest growth. Christian denominations have been hit the hardest. However, our research at the DeChurched Project has revealed the depth of this trend and suggests institutional Christianity might be in even more trouble. Our study has revealed an entirely new group of people, the religious duns, those people who have deliberately, consciously decided to opt out of organized religion while retaining their belief in God. Our study looked at Christian groups and found that people are increasingly deciding to walk away from religion because the church is stifling their ability to live out their faith with rigid dogma, bureaucratic inflexibility, and a focus on a narrow morality instead of cultivating impactful communities. Among the most amazing things we found is that the duns were disproportionately highly involved in their congregations before opting out. They rose through the ranks from congregants to ministry leaders, but after a period of time, they came to the conclusion that they could do more good outside of the church than inside. As one of our respondents put it, the church doesn't ask too much of people, it asks the wrong things of them. They're tired of endless committee meetings and an inward focus, and they're taking their faith with them to be more engaged in their local communities. The history of the church in this country is one of innovation, and the duns are one more data point which suggests that the institutional church is undergoing a massive transformation.
That was Josh Packard of the University of Northern Colorado. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. 'Cause I gotta have faith.